USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of NATO says Ukraine has the ability to win the war against Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg telling NATO members Sunday that Russia's invasion launched in February is not going as planned. This as a bipartisan $40 billion Ukraine package is stalled in the Senate after Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul blocked the effort to pass it via unanimous consent. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, however, says the objection won't impede the bill's passage.
I expect the United States Senate to finally approve the bipartisan package of $40 billion this week.
President Biden will be awarding Public Safety Officer Medals of Valor on Monday and holding meetings with the Greek Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A federal judge is determining the legality of the White House's attempts to end the pandemic-era border policy, Title 42, which makes it easier to kick out illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. There's bipartisan support to keep the policy in place as Border Patrol expects immigration to get out of control if Title 42 ends. But Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says the situation is out of control right now.
The influx is already here. We are seeing groups gathering on the southern side of the Rio Grande River. And yes, cartels are profiting from this trade.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes that companies should pay for employees to travel out of state to abort their babies in order to circumvent pro-life laws. Pelosi asked if companies should include abortion travel in employees' health benefits. Pelosi said, of course. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Americans are finding some grocery store shelves empty as supply chain disruptions continue to impact the United States. Michigan Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain says this is a result of government restrictions.
If government gets out of the way, gives some power to the business people in America, they'll actually figure out how to be productive, and this crazy word called and be more energy efficient and energy conscientious.
The United States is also dealing with the highest prices in 40 years, especially at the gas pump. Border communities are concerned with the lack of White House visits to the southern border as illegal immigrants continue to cross into the country at the highest levels in two decades. Eagle Pass Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Ramon joins Fox News and says her city feels overlooked.
We aren't totally being ignored here in the border, and that's not, you know, what the U.S. should be about.
Court is back in session on Monday in Virginia in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. Before taking a more than week-long pause, Heard took the stand testifying in her own defense and again accusing her former husband of being abusive. Depp suing Heard for $50 million for an op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post in December 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.